first of all, I have never said anything about chokehold. So this is what happens when there isn't, it's almost like playing telephone. Now the mayor is relaying information that is false. What I did bring up at one time was that the Derek Chauvin maneuver that he used on George Floyd was actually taught. That is not a chokehold. And I have spoken to many law enforcement officers. I was the wife of a police officer. I have many friends that are very high ranking locally in law enforcement. It's been confirmed. So that is completely false. I have been told to only speak to the police chief, which I find very concerning when you don't have transparency in a department. I should be able to talk to any city employee and get their take. And I would ask you to reach out to any firefighter, ask them if I am trustworthy, and bring forward truthful information. So that is what I'm here to do. I'm not here to make friends. I'm not here to pump someone's ego up. I'm here to find out what's going on and to do the best for residents of Fargo.
Yeah, I honestly am appalled that some sort of grade school student, you're being told by the principal, you know, not to talk to fellow students or something. It just seems to be really childish. Are you willing to comply with that? And who told you this?
No.
How was it communicated to you?
No way. Are you kidding? He's not my boss. The chief of police is not my boss. I have spoken to several officers who do not want to come forward because there are concerns in the police department, and I want to get to the bottom of it.
We've long heard about morale issues. The chief of police was put on a work improvement program at one point. Dave Pepcorn brought forward some receipts on that. The mayor and other commissioners agreed with it. Some of that's just sort of faded into the night, but do you believe there are still morale issues among the Fargo PD related to the leadership?
Absolutely. I can confirm that.
And what do they say?
There's concerns with the administration not having the backs of officers, quite frankly, that are so concerned about how the police department appears to the public that officers are second-guessing themselves because they don't feel that administration will have their back. That's concerning to me. And I find it also concerning that I have met with the mayor and the city administrator to bring forth concerns, and it is the mayor's portfolio, the police department. I have been reprimanded before for overstepping my bounds when I've tried to bring forth ideas to improve the city that, oh, that's so-and-so's portfolio. You need to go through them. Well, I brought forward my concerns to the mayor. It's his portfolio. He should be digging in and finding out what's going on. And if he's not going to do it, then I will.
Yeah, I believe Mayor Mahoney has expressed concerns in the past. I talked to him not all that long ago about one particular case where I was actually scolded by the chief of police for going directly to the mayor about an issue that was not getting his attention. And I was told by the mayor that the chief was going to go over there. Chief said, no, I didn't go over there. I sent somebody. And by the way, don't talk to the mayor. Talk to us. Mayor doesn't know what's going on, which was to me appalling, appalling arrogance. It's just unbelievable. But when I relayed that to the chief, he said, yeah, he's got to be better. He's got still some learning to do here. He's not necessarily acclimated with the community. So that's right directly from the chief. He said yesterday also that he has offered or set up meetings or something with the chief, and you've refused to meet with the chief. Is that accurate?
That is ridiculous. I have met face-to-face with the chief and the assistant chief. And when I left that meeting, I was very disappointed, told an outright lie to my face, and I really don't want to go through that scenario again. If there's other people there, fine, but to get the record straight. But I was very disappointed. I had several, this was a few months ago, I had several residents concerned about what they believe to be a meth house across the street. They have young children, people in and out all day long, all the telltale signs of something not good happening. He sent me loads of records of calls into the dispatch and the police department and just felt like he wasn't getting anywhere and they wanted to see something done. So I brought that issue forward to discuss it with the chief. It really got nowhere. And then he wanted to turn it to tell me that I had ruined the morale of the entire police department because I had said that police were taught the Derek Chauvin maneuver. And I said, that is correct. And then he just wanted to argue with me. And I think we're dealing with a lot of egos here. You know, I've repeatedly had what I perceive as people who are very liberal trying to discredit me. And I have never said anything untrue. I aim for transparency. I ask other people to be transparent. I find it, you know, ask the media, are your reporters allowed to talk to officers? We used to always be able to talk to officers. When I was in the media, you could talk to anybody. It's a very different environment, atmosphere in the police department. And to me, that non-transparent atmosphere is not a very healthy work environment.